This is Bevan, and this is A Coffee with God. It's a daily devotion, or we like to look at it as a daily activation of our faith. We want to journey through the scriptures with the sole pursuit of you and I growing in our loving union with Jesus. A daily rhythm is vital in order to grow in that relationship. I'm going to ask you to check out our website, www.co-church.org, because on there you're going to find other content. There's blogs, there's video messages, and also it's a way for you to get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you. So please check that out and let's listen to today's devotion. Today we are in Romans chapter 6. We've been journeying through the book of Romans, and I'm hoping you're picking up a theme. And that theme in these earlier chapters is the grace of God and us accessing that grace by faith, that we are justified or we are made righteous because of God's grace through our faith. So it is faith bringing righteousness, not us bringing righteousness, not performance, but faith. But ultimately, it's because of the work of Jesus, his life, death, resurrection. And our believing and following him as Lord brings us into a state of righteousness, of being right before God. Now, in Romans chapter 6, Paul actually starts speaking about something quite specific with regards to the life of the follower of Jesus. And when I think about a life following Jesus or a life being a Christian, there should be something of the life of a Christian, our life, that is different from when we used to live not following Christ. In other words, this gospel, the good news of Christ, it is powerful. It's not just intellectual. It is experiential, that us believing, following, surrendering, having faith, gaining access to grace, unearned, undeserved power unto our salvation, favor of God, this being at work in our life, the Spirit of God active in our life, it brings transformation. That our lives are different through our following of Jesus. And Paul, he's actually addressing the life of faith, and he's speaking about sin. So this is what Paul says in Romans chapter 6, verse 11. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. And offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you're not under the law, but under grace. There are many who are having their faith shaken right now. And if we're honest, all of us are asking different questions at different levels and navigating external circumstances and how we go about that in our internal journey in following Jesus. And that shaking of our faith, that testing of our faith, we can't see it as an entirely bad thing. Really, any form of testing will ultimately bring about a strengthening. So we trust that there is a strengthening of our faith. But we find ourselves in these times where I feel like the world is dimming, getting darker. And so what is it about us that will shine brighter? And remember, everything of what we've read and looked at, and hopefully as you're looking at the book of Romans, this is not about self-righteousness. This is not about perfect followers of Jesus or perfect Christians, cookie cutter followers. This is about God's grace. That is what we boast in. That is what we glorify. God's grace through Christ. and us simply accessing it by faith. But this accessing it by faith brings the power of grace into our life that we now choose to surrender to offer ourselves to. And so we have here what Paul is indicating, a choice. Either we offer ourselves again to wickedness or to the state of sin or to a life lived in such a way that we become instruments of wickedness, or we realize again through the renewing, the transformation of our thinking and belief that we are righteous, that we are alive in God, that we have died to the power of sin. And so now we look to God as our source. We look to Him as the one who transforms, renews, refreshes. And we choose to offer ourselves. And really, it's why I'm putting some effort into these podcasts, because through my daily devotion, I find myself drawing closer to God, God closer to me, and then have that trust that He continues to work in my life. And so it's the same with every single one of us. We choose on a daily basis, through a daily rhythm, to offer ourselves again to the life of Christ and His life alive in us. Count yourselves dead to sin, alive to God, because He has brought you into new life. Can we pray? Lord, we thank You that we are alive in You, dead to sin, alive in You. And I ask for that life, Your life, Jesus, for it to take a stronghold in our life, to shape, to mold, to lead us into a life that we might be instruments of righteousness. Now, under Your grace, its influence and power in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.